A Cautionary Tale, written by Anonymous, read by Crimson Moon. Summary: He was warned. Once upon a time, there was a boy with a habit, and this boy's habit was that he liked to chase rabbits. Now his mother always told him, "Son, don't go chasing rabbits." But the boy with the rabbit-chasing habit didn't listen. So he kept chasing those rabbits because those rabbits had become habits, and quitting habits took much more effort than the boy saw it worth. And then, one day, he caught one, held the rabbit in his hands, and just stared. Because never before had it ever occurred to him to do more than chase the rabbit. But what happens when the chase is over? And then there was a voice creeping in the back of his mind, consuming his thoughts, dismissing the light. It said, "Look, in your hands, boy. Look, there's your prize. Are you gonna let it go? Are you gonna pass it by? Don't be like that, boy. Don't bid it goodbye. Step right up and claim it." So the boy let his fingers trail up, up higher, till they wrapped around its neck so tight and made it suffer. And then, snap! There it goes, the life fades from its eyes. And no longer does just chasing rabbits suffice. So the boy comes back to chase rabbits again, but he doesn't just chase them. No, that's not where it ends. Because he catches the rabbits, traps them by their necks. Then he smothers the life out, steals away their last breath. "It's okay," he assures himself. "Come on, they're just rabbits. Surely it's fine if just a few succumb to his habit." But soon that's not enough. Much too simple it's grown. The solution? A knife is taken from his home. It goes with him on hunts, kept close for the chase. Then blade tears through fur, splatters blood across his face. But it doesn't end there, no, our story still continues. For as time ventures on, even that grows dull. He doesn't enjoy it like he used to. It's just too easy. All the fun's disappeared. As have the bunnies. The ones remaining have wised up. They don't dare draw near. So he seeks out a new animal to hunt in substitution, at first finding nothing. But then a winged creature flies by. And he starts hunting birds, enjoying the challenge presented by flight. Then he finally catches one, grips it ever so tight, and smothers it forcefully till the life fades from its eyes. And no longer does just killing rabbits suffice. He sticks with birds for a while, snuffs them out with ease, but no closer is his habit towards being appeased. New animals fall, squirrels, cats, and dogs, among others, all their lives stolen by a selfish desire. And he's satisfied for a while, really truly at peace, and for the first time dares to believe his habit is finally pleased. But that satisfaction, too, drifts away with the breeze. And now he's in trouble. Oh, he's really done it now. Because the only thing left to kill is the one not allowed. But still, the habit wins out. He starts small at first, limits himself to those unknown. Travelers, passerbys, homeless bums in back alleys. No one's gonna miss these guys. Why should he worry? And it's oh so satisfying, unbelievably so. Never could he have imagined how good killing people could feel. He'd have started ages ago. He's so caught up in the thrill of it, so consumed by the bloodlust, he doesn't even notice when he stops killing just street bums. Before he knows it, he's moved on to much bigger targets. From children to elderly, the limits are endless. And it's wonderful, oh so wonderful, the way his knife shreds through their skin, how their screams bounce off the walls, their last breaths belonging to him. And soon his targets have become more than just targets, for no longer is he sticking to taking the lives of strangers. For now, they're people he knows, people he'd considered friends. Their lives are taken without a shred of penitence. And it's not till there's only one life left that he begins to experience even a drop of regret. That of his mother, he saved her for last. And he's rather surprised to discover she's not the least bit aghast. Not even when he drives his blade, lodges it within her flesh, does she spare him more than a flinch. Instead, she conjures the last of her strength, and of all possible things, grins. lets her lips fall open with one final message that, for the briefest of moments, manages to silence the habit within. What did I tell you about chasing rabbits? And suddenly, the weight of what he's done comes crashing down like a tidal wave. Sorrow and anger and regret fill him to the brim. And he cries, he wails, tosses the weapon away, clutches his mother's dying body as her life fades into the dawning day. And he screams in agony that he doesn't want this anymore. But it's far too late to take back his mistakes, for the habit's consumed him, and it's here to stay. That little boy from years past is long gone. What's left is a shell of the former, bad to the bone. All that remains is this habit within. The humanity's gone, just a monster in human skin. So, to the children still reading, heed this cautionary tale. And when your mother warns you about chasing rabbits, you best listen, and listen well. The end. Thank you for listening.